Good afternoon. Judicial Watch is your watchdog in Washington. I'd hate to think where our nation would be without Judicial Watch. Don't you agree? I mean, we did change history by uncovering Hillary's emails. Sorry, Hillary. And I dare say we saved the Republic by protecting President Trump from being thrown out. He could have been driven out of office by the deep state Obama-Clinton-Biden gang if Judicial Watch hadn't taken the lead early on in exposing the Russia hoax and their desperate effort to end democracy by driving Trump from office through the shifty impeachments or the political prosecutions. Judicial Watch protected Trump and our republic from the worst corruption scandal in American history by exposing the FISA abuse, the Comey corruption, and the seditious conspiracy against Trump by the FBI and DOJ. Obama knew, Clinton knew, Comey knew, Biden knew, Brennan knew, McCabe knew, Strzok knew, Clapper knew, Schiff knew, the FBI knew, the DOJ knew, the CIA knew, the State Department knew. They all knew Trump was innocent, but they smeared and spied on him anyway. Worse than Watergate. Trump is a crime victim. Let's remember that. By the way, thank you, Speaker McCarthy, for kicking Schiff and Swalwell of the Fang Fang scandal off the Intelligence Committee. Frankly, Schiff should be on no House committees. The country would be better off if Judicial Watch, frankly, were special counsel. You know, I think I'm gonna text Durham here. Bruh, CPAC is emoji fire. Where are you? By the way, Hillary did it. TF, exclamation point. Where's Durham? The targeting of Trump is part and parcel of a broad left-wing attack on our republic. The good news is that the left's targets show us what we need to do. They're attacking parents who are trying to hold school boards accountable for targeting their children with Marxist anti-American critical race theory. That means we should embrace the rights of parents to direct the education of their children. The left is attacking government transparency by accusing Judicial Watch, parents, and other citizens for daring to ask questions about what our government is up to. That means we should embrace and expand government transparency. The left is attacking the courts. They're angry that the Supreme Court would dare restore the state's ability to protect innocent unborn babies. They're threatening to pack the Supreme Court while simultaneously illegally threatening and intimidating the court. This means we must embrace the rule of law, including the principle that the court should decide cases free of politics. And of course, the left is attacking the right to life, promoting abortion up until birth and even beyond. This means we should embrace life, protect the unborn, and confront the culture of death. And by the way, thank you, President Trump, for appointing sensible Supreme Court justices who protected constitutional government by overturning the evil Roe decision. There are countless babies alive today thanks to this historic victory. If that doesn't deserve an ovation of praise, I don't know what would. And of course, the left is attacking our sovereignty and the notion of citizenship, with Biden allowing a not-so-slow motion invasion of America. We should embrace the rule of law on immigration by securing our borders and requiring every illegal alien to return home. Yeah. You know, and this really gets me upset. The left is attacking our children, pushing sex talk, transgender extremism, and noxious politics in our schools. We should reject this demonic assault on the innocence of our children and stand fast against leftist efforts to mutilate their bodies and minds. The left is assaulting the First Amendment and free speech, especially online speech. We should embrace the First Amendment and reject the politicized censorship of our God-given free speech rights, especially in the modern public square of the Internet. Be warned, YouTube tried to censor my CPAC speech from last year, and I've been banned by TikTok, not because of my dance moves, but for telling the truth, I suspect, about topics such as Biden and China. The left is assaulting the constitutional principle of equal treatment under the law, no matter your race. They promote racial discrimination, racial division, and blatant segregation. We should embrace civil rights under the law and reject the repackaged malicious Marxism of critical race theory. Okay, censors, get your pens out. The left is attacking elections, making it easier to steal elections with unsupervised voting, mass mail-in voting, no voter ID, and the counting of ballots for forever and a day. And if you raise a question about their schemes, as we're seeing what they're doing with the January 6th prosecutions, they're literally trying to put you in jail. We should embrace secure elections and vindicate our right to speak and advocate for clean elections that aren't rigged by Hillary, Obama, Zuckerberg, Twitter, or the FBI. And let me be blunt, you can also rig an election by censoring a candidate, as they did with Trump, while suppressing discussion about another candidate, as they did with suppressing the Biden laptop scandal. Thank you, Elon Musk, for exposing the truth on the left's election interference. You know it seems like things are dire, and I won't beat around the bush, they are. Our president is compromised by his family's foreign racketeering. This corruption has weakened America and made us less safe. Biden's corruption and attendant weakness invited Putin's aggression in Ukraine and the balloon spy craft attacked by the Chinese communists. In addition to the corruption crisis, we're in a revolutionary period where the communists think they can undo our Republican form of government. All I can say is thank heaven for Judicial Watch. We're America's largest and most effective government watchdog group. The left starts sweating when we start FOIAing. We smash through stone walls to get to the truth. For example, virtually everything we know about Fauci's gain-of-function research in Wuhan and the vaccines is because of Judicial Watch's heavy lifting under the Freedom of Information Act. I suspect that one reason Fauci retired because he knew we were on to him. And you can trust that Judicial Watch is committed to ensuring you have all the truth, the good, the bad, and the ugly, about the safety and efficacy of the COVID vaccines. I mean, the fact that we had to sue about this basic information related to the vaccines should scare the heck out of you. Reading the documents at judicialwatch.org, go ahead and read them. You'll see what I mean. Judicial Watch is also standing strong for free, fair, and honest elections. Just last week, we announced how Los Angeles County removed 1.2 million dirty names from the voter rolls thanks to our federal lawsuit settlement. And that follows New York City removing 440,000 names and North Carolina cleaning up 430,000 names. So let's do the math. You heard that right. Judicial Watch is responsible for cleaning up 2 million names from the voting rolls in the last year. And more is coming. And we're now in Illinois challenging that state's law that allows the counting of mailed ballots that arrive for up to 2 weeks after Election Day, even without a postmark. You may recall we had an issue with that in 2020. And we're pushing to end ballot harvesting, voting for months. We should have an Election Day, not an election season, mass voting by mail, while pushing for voter ID, and yes, citizenship verification in order to vote. If the left got their way, tens of millions of foreigners would be able to vote in our elections, just like they're able to do in the local elections now, it looks like, here in our nation's capital. That's right. They spend their time smearing conservatives as being in favor of foreign interference in our elections, while given now the Russian and Chinese ambassadors here in D.C. and illegal aliens the right to vote in our nation's capital's elections. I don't know what Durham is doing, as I said. He hasn't texted me back yet. But I do know what Judicial Watch is doing. We're battling government corruption. We expose Biden's corruption in Russia and China and are right now in federal court to expose the corruption about Biden's raid on Trump's home for document crimes that they know that Trump is innocent of, but for which Biden is almost certainly guilty. And, of course, we have the censorship crisis. By the way, when I'm censored or Trump is censored, you are censored. Conservatives by the tens of millions are having their civil rights violated by big tech collusive censorship with the deep state and the Biden gang. We're exposing this censorship abuse, not just through FOIA. We just filed a civil rights lawsuit against the California Secretary of State for causing YouTube to take down a Judicial Watch video just before the 2020 election that warned about dirty election rolls and opposing mail-in balloting. Let me warn you, politicians and government bureaucrats, if you censor citizens, you are violating the law, and Judicial Watch will work to hold you personally accountable. You know, forget about COVID. The real pandemic we have, obviously, is critical race theory. Your friendly neighborhood Judicial Watch, thankfully, is on point in terms of exposing and stopping this threat to truth, justice, and the American way. We sued and stopped CRT quota schemes in California. We exposed through FOIA the racial abuse of our kids and the brainwashing of our military's rising leadership at our military academies, such as West Point. And if you aren't a parent who wants to know what your schools are up to, please contact Judicial Watch. We'll help you protect your kids. Because FOIA is your friend, and it is the enemy of the race hustlers taking over our schools. And when it comes to taking on government corruption, Judicial Watch is second to none. Let's hope now the House does the right thing, but Judicial Watch, while helping, will continue to do its own thing, investigating the current crisis. Let me suggest to Congress, since we know about the deep state crimes, censorship abuse, and other corruption, 2 years of hearings ain't going to cut it. We want accountability. That means criminal referrals, funding cuts, protection from illegal abuse, and firings. You know, and how about securing our border? No new laws are necessary. I have one neat trick for immigration reform. Enforce the law. And by the way, an impeachment or two would be nice. If the Schiff Pelosi gang can impeach Trump in order to cover up Biden corruption, why not actually impeach Biden for his actual corruption? The FBI and DOJ obviously are irredeemably corrupt. In the least, no more blank checks for the political enforcement arms of the left and the Democratic Party. Because the left using federal law enforcement to destroy their political opposition, it could be the end of our republic. You know, there's a lot of heavy lifting to do, but I'm up for it. Are you? Yeah. I won't back down. Will you? Your Judicial Watch is ready to work with you to protect life, protect our children, protect our Constitution, protect the rule of law, protect our civil rights, protect parents, protect political prisoners and the targets of Biden DOJ abuse, protect our borders, protect free speech, protect America from the predator left that seeks to upend this glorious country. You can do it. We can do it. We must do it. God bless you and God bless America.